The Birka girl was discovered on the island of Birka in Lake Mälaren near the eastern coast of Sweden. She died in the mid-10th century at approximately the age of 6. She was buried in a rectangular wooden coffin in a red dress with a small knife, a bow needle case, a round brooch of gilded copper alloy, and blue, yellow, and gold and silver foil glass beads. Her burial, as well as the grave goods present with her, suggests she was born to a very wealthy family. For almost 100 years, it was assumed the Birka girl was a Swedish child because the burial was similar to those of others in the surrounding area. However, scientists have recently compared the sulfur, nitrogen, and carbon levels in the girl's skeleton and teeth to those of the animals from the Birka region at that time. The sulfur profiles of the two did not match. Her clothing and jewelry, both found in the grave, also did not match the typical styles of the Mälardalen people during that time as well. Based on this evidence, scientists have concluded that the Birka girl was not actually from Birka. Rather, she was most likely raised in southern Denmark or northern Germany, and had died when visiting Birka with her family during a business trip. Though the girl herself was not of the region, she still gives us information on the relationship between Norsemen and southern traders during the Viking Age. There is some connection in culture due to the similarities of burial and grave goods. The fact that she was buried in Birka in a high-status gravesite also implies her family's wealth and influence in the area, as well as the cosmopolitan nature of Birka.